You're very welcome to Climate Change for Beginners. I'm Dr. Kieran O'Carroll. First off, I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who has contacted me on Twitter with suggested topics for this podcast. Today's episode is from one such suggestion, and if you'd like to get in contact, please do follow me at Climate Kieran. Now that's the Irish spelling of Kieran, so C-I-A-R-A-N. Now on with the show. Everything we do, from the food we eat, products we buy, to the way we travel, releases greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, and so has an impact on the planet's climate. But some activities have a far greater impact than others. On today's podcast, we will answer the question, how bad is flying for the environment? Flights produce greenhouse gases, mainly carbon dioxide, from burning fuel. Around 2.4% of global CO2 emissions come from aviation. Together with other gases and the water vapor trails produced by aircraft, the industry is responsible for around 5% of global warming. At first glance, that might not seem like a very big contribution, except only a very small percentage of the world flies frequently. Even in richer countries like the UK and the US, only around half of people fly in any given year, and just 12 to 15% are what you would call frequent flyers. So for those people that do fly regularly, it is likely to make up a significant slice of their personal carbon footprint. This is because, mile for mile, flying is the most damaging way to travel for the climate. For example, a return flight from London to San Francisco emits around 5.5 tons of carbon dioxide per person. That's more than twice the emissions produced by a family car in an entire year. And emissions from planes are rising rapidly. They increased by 32% between 2013 and 2018. While improving fuel efficiency is gradually reducing emissions per passenger, it is in no way keeping up with the rapid rise in total passenger numbers, which are projected to double in the next 20 years. If you must fly, how can you limit your emissions? Well, emissions vary depending on which class you travel and how far you are traveling. For long-haul flights, carbon emissions per passenger per kilometer are about 3 times higher for business class and 4 times higher for first class than traveling economy or coach, according to the UK Department for Business. This is because there's more space per seat, so each person accounts for a larger amount of the whole plane's pollution when you travel in business or first. Taking off uses more fuel than cruising. For shorter flights, this accounts for a larger proportion of the journey, and it means lower emissions for direct flights than multi-leg trips. So long-haul, direct flights with an economy or coach ticket are technically the greenest flights you can take, but they are still many more times polluting than taking a bus or traveling by rail. And airlines are starting to feel the negative publicity. In a bid to clean up their image, a coalition of airlines and airports have announced a 2050 net zero carbon emissions pledge. In an effort to reach this target, the coalition is proposing that a third of the reduction in net emissions comes from what is called carbon offsetting. This is the idea that emissions released from a flight can be balanced out by planting trees. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Offsetting's real power is to provide not a climate solution, but a social license to continue with business as usual for airplanes and airports. Tree planting takes decades, if it works at all, and many trees never make it to maturity, by which time the carbon dioxide initially released by the aircraft will trap heat into the atmosphere, contributing to higher temperatures. Not an effective remedy. Time matters, and we have very little left of it. Airlines and airports dressing up a process that, at best, aims to remove, years from now, carbon emitted today as a solution either don't understand the science or they don't want to. But real solutions are available. First, we could replace air passenger duty with a policy that targets frequent flyers. We could allow everyone a single tax-free flight per year before taxing subsequent flights at a rising rate. This would reduce demand for flying without penalizing the annual family holiday or trip to see relatives. Instead, it would make it very expensive to fly out for the weekend or to the second home in Tuscany for the sixth or seventh time that year. Second, employers could offer employees 2 paid journey days each year, in addition to their annual leave, if they choose to swap the plane for the train. This would give staff time to experiment with overland or sea travel and take advantage of the renaissance in long-distance and overnight train travel currently taking place in Europe. Or third, follow the lead of Air France and ban all flights where you can travel by train in less than 2.5 hours, i.e. don't fly unless there is justification. That's it for today. Please subscribe to Climate Change for Beginners, and you can contact me on Twitter at @ClimateCiaran, C-I-A-R-A-N. Thanks for listening.